Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Living with diffuse large B-cell non-Hodgkin lymphoma by Dr. Garrick Lorden. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Dr. Garrick Lorden unpacks diffuse large B-cell non-Hodgkin lymphoma and how such a diagnosis may impact your life. The umbrella term large B-cell lymphoma encompasses diffuse large B-cell non-Hodgkin lymphoma, DLBCL, as one of its subtypes. DLBCL, the most common of the non-Hodgkin lymphomas, is a cancer of the lymph nodes or organs, liver and spleen, where the immune system is active. In certain patients, particularly those with weak immune systems due to the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, may have disease almost anywhere in the body, extranodal disease. The diagnosis of lymphoma and the classification into various subtypes requires a biopsy of the tumor. Symptoms frequently experienced include painless, rapid swelling of the lymph nodes in the head and neck, underarms, or groin. The lymph node groups listed above are nodes that you or your doctor may easily feel. For lymph node groups that are difficult to feel, particularly those of the abdomen and chest, specialized scans such as CT, PET, or PET-CT scans may be used to detect these enlarged lymph nodes. These scans not only assess the extent of the disease at diagnosis stage, but will also be used to monitor the change in the size of the lymph nodes as a response to treatment. The B symptoms are symptoms that may coexist with enlargement of lymph nodes. These symptoms include unexplained significant loss of weight, unexplained fever, as well as drenching night sweats. In the advanced stages, particularly when the disease involves the bone marrow, symptoms of anemia, fatigue and shortness of breath, recurrent infections, oral cavity and genitourinary system, and bleeding manifestations, oral and nasal, are often reported. Once a histological tissue diagnosis is established and relevant tests have been used to assess the extent of the disease, your doctor may request more tests like a heart sonar or lung function to assess your physical fitness prior to receiving chemoimmunotherapy. It's also important to remember that there are services you and your family can engage to provide more emotional and physical support during your journey. Palliative care services, for example, is an important part of comprehensive cancer care. The National Comprehensive Cancer Network, NCCN, defines the goals of palliative care as the control of disease symptoms, relief of emotional and physical suffering associated with a cancer diagnosis, and the improvement of the quality of life of people living with cancer, as well as their family and caregivers. When engaging with your doctor regarding the best possible treatment options, you should inquire about your eligibility for participation in clinical trials. Clinical trials involve using newer therapies to improve disease outcomes as well as aim to reducing the toxicities and side effects of therapy. A combination of chemotherapy, usually given via a drip into a vein, intravenously, and an immunotherapy remains the backbone of treatment in DLBCL. Immunotherapy uses medication administered through a drip to target specific molecules expressed by the cancer cells. The treatment landscape is evolving, and newer therapies become available with time. For DLBCL that doesn't respond as well as expected following initial therapy, refractory disease, or disease that comes back, relapse disease, after receiving chemoimmunotherapy, there are further lines of therapy which could include additional chemoimmunotherapy or bone marrow transplantation. Survivorship is part of your cancer journey and runs parallel with medical treatment. It's holistic and focuses on your overall health and well-being from the time of receiving a cancer diagnosis and thereafter, or end-of-life care. It includes aspects of how to live a healthy life by embracing physical activity, limiting alcohol and tobacco use, as well as maintaining a healthy body weight. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support.